I must get these accounts up to date by lunchtime.
Can't Rob do that for you?
I'd rather do it myself, Matt.
Yes, I know.
Oh, please shut up. I'm trying to add up.
Why not use the calculator?
It's packed up, the damn thing. I told you to buy a good one. That one's pure false economy.
You know, you'll be running yourself into another breakdown if you carry on like this. It's the truth, love. Sleeping properly, driving yourself too hard. Do you a power of good just to knock off for 5 minutes. Put your feet up, have a cup of coffee.
Please, Matt. I don't tell you how to run the plant, do I?
You've tried, from time to time. Without much success, I admit.
Well, don't you tell me how to organize my work, all right?
All right. Oh, by the way, talking of the freezer, has Rob said anything further to you about finding us someone to help out part-time?
No, he hasn't.
Mm, I'd better chase him up about it when he comes tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, take Jeremy swimming. It's Saturday tomorrow, in case you've forgotten.
No, I hadn't forgotten.
Hey, Jeremy tells me Peter's trying to co-op Rob as well.
What?
Well, apparently Jeremy was worried, in case that moving back to Minden Road meant the end of his weekend swimming practice with Rob. And he said as much to Peter. So, Peter told him he'd organise things so that Rob will still take Jeremy to the baths just the same.
Well, he can't.
Who can't?
Peter! He can't organise Rob like that. I think it would be a very bad idea.
Well, I'm not with you. You were saying you wouldn't let Rob take Jeremy swimming if Jeremy goes back to Peter and Liz? Well, that's a bit tough, isn't it? You know how he enjoys going to the baths.
It's got nothing to do with Peter. I'd already decided I don't want Rob to take Jeremy swimming anymore.
Why am I not?
Because it isn't convenient, that's why not. I told you, I've a lot of work on at the restaurant at present, and I shall need Rob there on Saturday afternoons from now on.
Jeremy's going to be very disappointed.
Well, he can still go swimming without Rob. Alexis can take him. You can spare Alexis for an hour or so, can't you?
Well, yes, I suppose so, but I still don't see why
Matt,
Rob...
I have been trying to add up this column of figures for the last 10 minutes, and I can't do it if you keep talking to me all the time.
What time do you call this to come back from lunch?
Morris, good. Hello, I didn't see you standing there.
I'll bet you didn't, staggering in between the desks. After a long session propping up the bar, no doubt.
I had one half and a ham sandwich, and that was all. Scout's honour.
Scout's honour. What took you so long, then?
I've been working my way round all the members of the staff, one by one.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about you chatting up the girls in the typing pool.
I've been collecting. I'm doing pretty well, too.
Collecting?
For Debbie. No, rather for her baby. Liz thought it was a good idea.
Oh, well, she would, wouldn't she? It's one of her basic principles. You too can have 15 children and hold down a full-time job. She's all in favour.
There's a card as well. I got everybody to sign it. I even left a space for you. Right there.
Oh, you expect me to contribute to this, do you?
Of course. Why not?
I can think of a dozen reasons, but... what's the use? Here you are. Put that in your collecting box.
Yeah, it's very generous of you, Morris.
I suppose you know that myth about the Scots' reputation was started by us in self-defence. Where do I sign?
There. Thanks very much.
Oh, why I should shell out hard cash to help support Debbie Franks while she's lying back in a cosy bed not doing a hand's turn, I don't...
That's where you're wrong. I went in yesterday. She was bashing out an article for the Woman's Page. I just gave it to Liz, as a matter of fact.
Oh, so that's the latest. Freelancing on the side, eh?
Oh, why not? There's several women who send in freelance pieces to the Herald.
Aye. I'm well aware of that.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry.
Oh, for God's sake, you don't have to apologise. It's not a taboo subject, you know.
No, of course not.
I was about to ask you, as a matter of fact, how is your sister? Have you seen her lately?
Oh, we keep in touch. I'm taking her out for a meal this evening.
Oh?
It's my turn. She took me out last time. We went to the NFT.
Oh, of course, the National Film Theatre. Cressida's idea of a wild night out.
It was fun, actually. Except that we met one of her old friends and we got rather stuck with him.
Which one?
Simon Wythe.
Ah, yes. I've met Mr. Wythe. We didn't exactly hit it off.
Oh, I can't stand him either. Now, he seemed very pleased to see Cressy.
Oh, well, I hope she's not stupid enough to get mixed up with him again. He's a dead loss, that one.
Yes.
Still, I suppose it's no concern of mine what she does. Not anymore.
Well, this relief. Much thanks.
Sorry, Rob?
Hamlet. What I meant was, they've gone at last.
Who have?
Those two at table four.
Oh.
No, they wanted coffee all the time. I must give them 6 refills. I thought they'd never go.
Well, I expect they had things to talk about.
They certainly had. From what I could gather, he was trying to persuade her to go away with him for the weekend, but she wasn't interested because he wasn't preparing to take her abroad.
Really? Did you lock up?
Yep, and I relayed the tables for the night. Anything else?
Let me see. Well, there was one thing I meant to say.
What was that, then?
No, it's gone. Doesn't matter.
Oh, it can't be anything important.
No.
Anyway, if you think of it later, you can always tell me tonight. Oh, about tonight.
What about it?
You will be here, won't you?
Yes, of course I will. Why?
Well, I'm going to ask a favour. It doesn't look as if we're going to be very busy again. Bookings are down on last Friday.
Yes, I noticed.
So what I thought was, well, as long as there isn't a sudden rush at the last minute, would it be all right if I went off a bit early?
Like I did last night, you mean?
Well, yeah. If that doesn't upset your plans.
I expect we can manage.
I wouldn't ask, only... Well, I had a call from this friend of mine. He asked me if I'd like to go to his place for a drink, and... Well, it makes it a bit late if I don't leave here till midnight.
Yes, of course, I quite understand.
Fine, thanks a lot. Well, I'd better get on with the sweet trolley. We're a bit low on the trifle. I thought I'd make another one, just in case we're mobbed tonight.
Rob?
Yeah?
Tomorrow afternoon, when we finish the lunches, I'd like you to stay on and plan the new spring menu with me.
Tomorrow?
Yes, I want to get it ready for Easter. The sooner we make a start...
Oh, yeah, I agree, we ought to. But the only thing is, Saturdays, I always take Jeremy to the baths, so...
Ah, that's what I meant to tell you. I knew there was something. I'm afraid Jeremy may be starting a cold. He was awfully sniffly this morning, so, I think we'd better forget about swimming for the time being, just in case.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Well, I'll help you with the new menu instead, then.
Hello?
Hello there. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's that?
Who's that, she says, as if you didn't know.
I'm sorry. I haven't the faintest idea. Are you sure you've got the right number?
Oh, come on, Cressida. Don't be like that. It's me. Simon. Oh. I told you the other night I'd give you a call, didn't I?
Simon, sorry. I didn't recognize your voice.
I'm very glad I caught you. I was afraid you might have gone swanning off for the weekend.
No. Why?
Oh, I don't know. You could have been paying a visit to the ancestral home.
No, not this weekend.
Splendid. Then perhaps you will have dinner with me this evening.
Simon, I can't.
Of course you can.
No, I really can't. I've got a date already.
So what? Stand him up and come out with me instead. He doesn't deserve you anyway.
I'm going out with Dickon this evening.
Well, you can always ditch your brother, for heaven's sake. That's what brothers are for.
I don't want to ditch him. No, Simon, really, I can't.
All right, then. How about tomorrow or Sunday? Name a time and place.
Well, it's a bit tricky this weekend, actually. I'm not sure what I'll be doing.
Don't tell me you're going to sit by the phone all the time waiting for that bad-tempered Scotsman to call you.
It's none of your business, Simon.
So you have split up?
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to. When a gorgeous girl like you goes out with her brother 2 weeks running, it can only mean one thing.
Simon, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, I'll say no more. But, when you get fed up with sitting at home all by yourself, you only have to pick up the phone and dial my number. I'll be waiting.
Goodbye, Simon.
More coffee.
What? Oh, sorry, what did you say?
Honestly, you were miles away. You've been miles away all evening. Might as well have gone out to dinner on my own.
Sorry. I was just thinking about something, that's all.
Something called Maurice Gill, I presume?
Of course not. Don't be silly. Could I have another cup of coffee?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm not being very good company tonight, am I? And it's not fair, because that was a fantastic meal. I really like this place.
It's not bad, is it?
I've been meaning to try Pryor's for ages, but somehow I never did.
Not exactly Morris's cup of tea.
And I'm glad I met Rob again. He's very nice.
Yes, he is.
Not that we had much chance to talk, but he seems very easy to...
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, here he comes.
Hi.
Hi, Rob.
Do you need any more coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. No, there's still plenty in the pot.
Mm. All right, then, well, if you want any more, just tell one of the girls.
Thanks.
Are you off already?
Yeah. Well, we're not exactly run off our feet tonight.
Oh, well, why don't you sit down and keep us company?
Yes,
Chris was just saying we've hardly seen you.
Well, I'd like to, Dickon, but I've got a date this evening.
Oh, well, off you go then. We won't hold you up.
Some other time, perhaps.
I certainly hope so. It's been nice seeing you anyway.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye, Rob. Have a good time.
Has he got a permanent girlfriend?
I don't think so.
Oh, he just plays the field, does he?
Hmm, sort of.
Simon rang me this afternoon. He asked me out to dinner, but I told him I couldn't.
Good for you. After the way he treated you, don't tell me he wants to make a comeback.
Oh, he's not that bad. And he's always had rather a thing about me.
I told Morris we met him the other night, and he said he thought...
What? You told Morris? What's it got to do with Morris?
Well, nothing. Except that Simon is one of the few subjects on which Morris and I are in complete agreement. He described him as a dead loss. He said he hoped you wouldn't get mixed up with Simon again.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to know you're both so concerned with my social life. As it happens, Simon asked me to go out with him this weekend, and you might like to tell your friend Morris Gill I'm looking forward to it very much.
Help yourself to another drink, Rock.
No, thanks, Rocky.
I'm just trying to help you unwind a little. You're always so tense when you leave that damn restaurant.
I'm okay. Really.
I wish to God you didn't have to work there. It's like breaking into Fort Knox just to get through to you.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's worse. First of all, you bawl me out because I came to meet you after work once. And you tell me I shouldn't even call you on the telephone.
Well, it's not easy.
You're darn right it's not. Well, what am I, some kind of two-headed monster? Are you ashamed of people knowing about me, is that it?
It's different for you. Look, you can mix your private life and your working life, and nobody cares. But I can't.
When are you going to come out in the open, Rob, and tell them all to go to hell?
You don't understand what it's like.
Stop looking so serious. Look, have another drink.
No, really, I'd better not. I've got to drive home.
Oh, you don't have to. You can always stay over. You know that.
Yeah, I know, but I've got to go to work tomorrow morning.
Oh, you could go on from here just as well. You can stay here the whole weekend if you wanted to. Well, there's two spare bedrooms to choose from.
Rocky, that's a very kind suggestion, but...
Hey, you know what? I've got an even better suggestion. Why don't you leave your flat in Wagoner's Walk and move in here, huh? There's no need to look so flabbergasted. Well, think it over, anyway.